T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here we are at Giant Camp, and we welcome in the quarterback, Eli Manning, joins us. Eli, welcome. How's everything?
Good to see you again. Everything's great, Mike. Thank you.
Good to see you. Another year, but new coaching staff, a new feeling. As you start this year, what's the as the leader, as always, what's your feeling?
Yeah, you know, it's an exciting vibe, and guys are excited to, you know, get back on the field, learning a new system, and just get back to, you know, playing good football, winning games, and we feel like we got a talented team. We got on offense, on defense. There's a lot of playmaking ability, and now it's just you know, fine-tuning everything, get to playing good football as a group and kind of coming together as that team.
As unflappable as I know you are, I know you don't dwell on things, was last year the toughest year of all of them? I mean, was it the most frustrating with everything that went on last year?
Yeah, for sure. Toughest year, just, you know, losing football games, not playing great football. It's tough. That's not what you practice for, not what you prepare for, but it's what can happen in this league. And but I think it does motivate you to work extremely hard to get everybody, rally everybody together to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Eli, you have to be excited that this group, whether it's the general manager, the owner, Pat Shermer just said it, Eli's got a lot of football left in him. They made that statement pretty clear and pretty loudly. We believe in Eli. We're building around Eli. There were a lot of quarterbacks they could have drafted. They didn't draft him. They said, we're going to put the guys, the weapons around him and go. That's a pretty bold statement from them, and I'm sure that made you happy.
Yeah, and it's my job to prove them correct.
Right.
You know, prove that they're right, that I can play at a high level, I can win games, I can do my job and play quarterback and lead this team to great things. So, that's what we're working on, just getting on the same page with everybody. Make sure everybody understands this offense. I have a great feel for the offense, and I'm doing what Coach Shermer wants me to do, and running the quarterback position and being a leader and putting us in the right position to make plays.
You got to be excited about weapons when you have these kind of game-breaking players. Barkley out of the backfield as a target, I mean, with his explosiveness, the tight end and what he can give you, and you've always loved to throw the deep seam. A healthy Beckham, Shepard, I mean, yeah, incredible explosiveness here. If this offensive line comes through as hoped, you got a chance to really make a lot of big plays.
Yeah, I think so. And like you said, a lot of guys that can make plays, and now we have to do it. We have to do it on Sunday, give them the opportunity to get the ball in their hands, to put them in a position to be explosive and do the things they do well. But, again, you know, have a lot of confidence in our guys, in our receivers, in our running backs. And, now we just got to come as an offense. We got to be able to be consistent. We got to make the big plays, obviously, but you got to be able to make those 4 and 5 yard gains and be consistent and put yourself in good third down situations and score in the red zone and not turn the ball over.
You know, you are a guy who lives being a quarterback. You come from a quarterback family. You got your father, you teach, your brother, the whole thing. So, I mean, there's nothing you don't understand about the position. We understand that. But when you have a new group like Shermer, Shula, new guys come in, how long does it take even you, or is it just instant? How fast can you get on the same length with them, the same page with them about what you like, you don't like, what you want to do with this offense? How long does that take?
You know, I think it's a combination. I think you get a feel for it during the OTAs and the mini camps and those things. I think training camp, that kind of continues for a little bit. You're on the same page, but I think once you start getting those preseason games, once you start getting the game plans, kind of see how they call plays, how they think about managing the game, I think those situations are very important, especially with the first year kind of being in this offense, just learning, how Coach Shermer thinks in certain situations and what he wants to do and what's his plan versus, blitzes or overloads. And just so it's always trying to kind of learn his philosophy on those things, so when it happens on the field, I can do what he wants to do.
You're not going to play much in the preseason. We know that. I mean, so just from what you do here, just what you do on a practice field and in your drills, you can pick everything up to where you're comfortable with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of it, that comes in practice. That's in meeting rooms, is talking about situations, talking about plays and how he wants to handle things, and you see how he wants to kind of loop kind of different packages together to call him. So, you always have a good play, never kind of a play behind. And I think he's done a good job kind of talking those things through us. But I think it's also kind of a learning curve and seeing what plays we like and how we want to put it all together.
As an old vet, and we're talking to Eli Manning, as the guy who's been here so long, it must be kind of fun to have a new kid like Barkley, a young talent like that behind you, right? I mean, a kid that you're going to work with is a kid who has a world of talent.
Sure. Yeah, it's been fun. And he's a great kid. And, he's got a good personality to him. Kind of takes things well, and also, but he's done a great job just studying the playbook, practicing hard, understanding his rules. He takes the coaching well, and tries to understand exactly what's going on. So I think
I hear he catches the ball well.
He catches
too.
The ball extremely well, very natural. He's an athlete. He's a running back, but he's an athlete. He's an athletic kid and does everything very naturally.
How about, and it seems like another positive is Beckham. We know how good he can be, and it seems like he is really, maybe getting a little to the point where he's going to be a little more restrained, or at least kind of get it where he's done everything that he's supposed to do this year and not tried to push the envelope in any direction, which has got to be positive for the team.
Yeah, I think he's done a great job just, coming to work,
right,
doing everything he's been, kind of supposed to do, coming to work, having his head on straight and his mindset about getting ready. And I think it's that's good. I think that affects the team when, he's not trying to, make a distraction. He's, trying to do his job. He's always been a great teammate. He's always been a great around the locker room and practice. And I know he'll continue to do that.
It's weird. You do something successfully for a long time, and I just went through it. I left and came back, right? It was weird leaving. It was weird coming back. It was weird when I was out for 5.5 months. You go through these phases. First, you were a young kid. You had to prove yourself. You did. Then you win championships. You did that. Then you've gone through coaching changes. Does it feel like a different phase here? Does it feel like, the last chat? What does it feel like with a new coach coming off all the craziness of last year?
No, it's still an excitement. I think every year, that's a great thing about football. Every year, it is a new year. Last year does not matter. Last year's not going to help you win games.
Right.
And it's not going to affect you, this upcoming season. You got new players, a new opportunity. And you never know what year is going to be that special year. The year we won championships, we didn't know going in, hey, this is our year, we're going to win a championship. It wasn't an easy ride through the course of the season. So you never know when an opportunity is going to come and things are clicking, the team comes together, you find a way to win those close games, you make it to the playoffs, and you can make that special year happen. So I think you're always if that opportunity does come and you got those chances, you want to make them. You want to make those plays in fourth quarters and win those tight football games to make this season something to remember.
You've had a great career and you've had a long career. And obviously, look at the numbers, look at the championships, the MVPs, everything else that's gone with it in the Super Bowl. I'm sure you don't show a lot of emotion, you never do, but I'm sure you felt it a little bit last year. A lot of people throughout the league, Eli can't do it anymore. Eli, this is, there was so much debate about that. I'm sure that has to motivate you a little bit, right? And now, listen, you've proved everything. You have nothing to prove, but still, I'm sure you want to get out there and show everyone that you can still play at a very high level.
Yeah, no doubt. You always want to prove, and I know I can play at a high level, and I got to go do it on Sundays. And I can, I know I can make all the throws and move in the pocket and do my job. And so I definitely want to, like I said earlier, prove that the Giants made the right decision and keeping me. The players have my back, and we can go out there and play great football.
I for one have always felt that. I don't see it. I think the arm is still there. Is there anything that you feel that you go out there now and you can't do that you used to be able to do?
No. I feel like I'm in great shape. Body feels good. Everything feels fresh. And
you're amazingly durable, as we know. So,
But,
you're still, you're pretty, for your age, you're pretty young. You're a guy who, you haven't had a lot of injuries.
Right.
You've been very lucky, knock on wood.
Sure.
And, you can still do this. I'm sure you feel you can still do this at this level, right?
No doubt. I feel like I can still play at an extremely high level.
Yeah. And it's, even at this stage, like someone said to me, well, what is he like? Look what he's done. He doesn't have to prove anything. It's not that. You still want to go out there and do it. You want to compete, right?
Right. You want to win. You want to compete. This is what, this is all I know. I know football. That's what I've been doing my whole life. This is what I want to do. I don't have other plans. I don't have other aspirations to do anything. I want to win championships and play quarterback for the New York Giants.
And you got to like the tell me about the offensive line. Can you tell already with your experience and your knowledge, can you tell already that I'm going to be okay there, or are you going to have to wait and see if you're going to be okay there?
No, I think it's a good group of guys. I think they have a great pride in what they're doing. I think they get along well. They communicate. They're all smart. They know what they're making calls. They're on the same page. And so, I see every day it's going to be a work in progress. I always thought those offensive linemen, it's not just having five great players; it's having those five working together, passing off.
They need cohesiveness,
right? It's just them being on the same page and just kind of feeling off each other, knowing their assignments, playing fast, but also just being able to kind of communicate and figure things out and pick up different blitzes in the run game and all those things. So, but I think it is a good group. I think they are close, and I think that's the kind of starting point now. It's just coming together, and I got to there's gonna be some plays I got to help them out, get it out quickly. Some I need them to. We got to hold on to a little longer to get somebody open.
You've gone through a bunch of coaches now in your career. I mean, that's part of it when you last this long. What would you say about this guy that you've learned already or noticed about this guy?
Yeah, he's just he's very down to earth. He's very easy to talk to. He does a great job communicating with the whole team, kind of what he wants to get out of each day of practice, certain drills, certain situations at practice. So I think he's done a great job just kind of communicating his style that he wants us to play, and kind of talking with me just about playing quarterback and calling plays and how he wants to read things. So just been impressed with the way he's kind of handled all those situations, he's done a great job. Just if you weren't a football coach, you'd want to kind of hang out with him because he's just a good man.
And how about Mike Shula, who's been around a long, long time?
Same thing.
Did you know him before this? You probably did, right? You probably bumped into him.
Just a little bit, kind of bumped into him and know the family and played against him when he was the head coach at Alabama against his team. So, but yeah, same way. Just obviously he's been around football a long time, been around the quarterback position, understands that aspect, has been calling plays and offense coordinator for a long time in this league. So but the same way, he does a great job communicating, kind of knowing when to when it's time to kind of coach football, when it's time to talk. He had a lot of time in training camp to hang out a little bit and kind of just get to know each other. So it's been good.
The thing that jumps off the page with me, and we're talking with Eli Manning, is the ability to create mismatches with this group. Your tight end, he can do that. He can get deep. We know what Beckham can do. And now Barkley out of the backfield. I mean, you see him running the wheel route. I mean, he's going to be tough to handle. I mean, or anything that you put him in a matchup where anywhere he gets out there on someone who's going to have trouble guarding him, you're going to have some explosive opportunities to make plays down the field with this group.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think we got to put them in those positions.
It's going to be fun to watch.
It should be. I'm excited about that. We got to put them in those positions to do the things. And it's exciting about this crew. You can throw that little slant or you can throw that quick ball and they can make kind of something happen out of
absolutely
nothing.
Really, this has got a chance to be a very, very interesting offense. It really does. And a very multiple offense, versatile, a lot of different weapons, and you getting back to maybe throwing some more deep balls, which you've gotten away from the last couple of years. Well, that it wasn't their style of doing that, but now you can go back to something that I thought we think that's always been a strength of yours.
Sure. I think this offense will give us the opportunity to push the ball down the field a little bit and mix up. Obviously you have the short game, you got to get it out fast sometimes, but I think it does a good job of kind of giving a lot of different concepts, getting the ball to the backs, getting it to your tight ends, receivers, moving guys around, and trying to create those mismatches.
I know you can't tell anything a day into camp, but what's your feel for this year? Can you get any feeling from this group yet, or is it too early?
I think obviously everybody's excited the first day, and everybody comes in. I think everybody's worked extremely hard kind of during the spring, during the summers to prepare ourselves for this upcoming season. Now I think it's going to be us coming together, us kind of buying into everything we got to do, being mentally tough to handle the ups and downs of a season. It's not always smooth sailing, as we know, but I think we have that leadership and that trust that we can make something special happen.
I used to say this every year when I go to spring training. I would say it to Derek Jeter. I'd say, you know how many times we've done this? And I remember him doing it as a rookie, and every year you go and you have your day and you talk like we do here,
sure.
And I've done the same thing with you, and we've done it now all these years. Does it seem like all those years? Does it seem like it's
gone by
15
fast?
Years?
No,
it has
no,
gone
it's
by
gone
fast.
It's gone by very fast. It's been obviously a lot of fun, and enjoy it every day. Enjoy the opportunity to be out here, and you understand it doesn't last for longer or last forever.
It seem like you've been doing this here a long time, or does it seem like just the snap of a finger?
It's been quick. It's been been very quick, it seems like that, and I enjoy it. I enjoy being here, enjoy, you know, meeting new teammates and having different players and talking football and getting, learning a new offense. All those things are exciting, and you know, keep it fresh and new.
Have you asked Peyton what has Peyton told you about not being a quarterback? What's life like not being a quarterback?
You know,
put so much time into being a quarterback.
Sure.
What does he say to you about not being a quarterback now?
Well, I think I've been around him some. It's tough. He misses it.
Does he?
You know, he just misses the teammates. I don't know if he, you know, I think.
Because you guys put in 100. You put in 100. You count everything. You probably put in 100 hour a week, you guys.
Sure,
you know, you take it home with you. You do whatever. I mean, you guys don't stop.
I think he misses the wins. You miss certain things. He probably doesn't miss the losing and the hits and the soreness and some of those things that come with it. But there's definitely, you know, different aspects. But I think he knew he got out at the right time, and he's enjoying being around his family and playing a lot of golf and doing some things outside of football.
But you still, you know, you can tell you still love it. You still feel the same way about it you always did, right? It's not grudgery.
I don't want to be doing what he's doing. So I mean, what Peyton's doing. I love it. I'm one of the few guys I felt like, I always love going to camp. I went to camp when I was 10 years old away, and I'm still 37 going to camp and get excited about it.
Well, listen, we're looking forward to the season. It should be a lot of fun. Thanks. We'll talk every week. As always, thank you very much. Good
Likewise.
To see you. Thank
Likewise.
You. Eli Manning, back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.